I thank the distinguished delegation from India for its statement, and I see that any more delegations want to intervene? I wonder whether the aptly named international organization called Article 36 wouldn't have something to add to us. Not for the time being. It's okay. So let's put up then our questions. I'll start to read the questions while we go through the process of putting them up on the screen. It's already there. Okay, it's already there. It makes much easier for me. It was generally agreed that the use of autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with international law should be prevented. Some might even say must be prevented. But can legal reviews by themselves ensure compliance with international humanitarian law? That's the first question. The second one, it has a little preamble. The use of a weapon may be lawful in one context, but unlawful in another. Under the current framework, states would conduct their reviews on laws, lethal autonomous weapon systems, independently and without a common standard. From there, we derive three smaller questions. Is there a risk that some features and capabilities would be deemed legal by some national standards and illegal by others? The second one, is it possible to avoid this, what, for the lack of a better term, quote unquote, fragmentation of norms? And then thirdly, what would be the ideal vehicle in avoiding this risk? And the third set of questions reads as follows. Some members contend that there is currently no internationally agreed definition of, we should say, lethal autonomous weapon systems. To carry out weapon reviews, is it indispensable to define lethal autonomous weapons as a fixed class? Secondly, how can effective legal reviews on laws be promoted without a clear-cut definition of such weapons? And then thirdly, can national definitions help the reviewing process? Can they provide a common base for best practices and expertise sharing? So I hope that this time around the questions are not so convoluted. They are more straightforward, but we assume that they take some of the aspects that we have discussed so productively this morning, but they are a little bit more, let's say, clear on shedding light on what I believe are some of the key problems that we have to deal with. The floor is open. reconozco la delegación de Ecuador que tiene la palabra.